Well, welcome to Table of Grace Online as we celebrate this Easter Sunday. He is risen. He is risen indeed. As we celebrate that our God is alive, that the grave could not hold him, that Jesus is alive. So I want to thank you for being a part of worship today. Because today we're going to continue in our sermon series on the I Am statements of Jesus. And if this is your first time here, if you've missed any of those messages, we have them on our website and you can go and check them out there. And I want to encourage you to do that. Because this is the last of our I Am statements, in which in these statements, Jesus tells us who he is and how he transforms our life. Now, as we look at this last statement today, it's gonna be a bit of a non-traditional Easter scripture. But don't worry, we're gonna get to the traditional scripture at the end. But I believe in this scripture, Jesus tells us what the resurrection means and how it transforms our lives together in him. In fact, our main idea is this, that when we experience loss, Jesus tells us all things are possible. So I want to look at the scripture in John chapter 11, starting in verse 17, and we'll also have it on your screens. It says this, on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. And when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. And Martha answered, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world. Well, this is certainly not a normal Easter. For as long as I can remember, my Easter Sunday would begin around 5 a.m. or 5:30 as I would set out chairs for our sunrise service. And one year, just a few years ago, I was setting out chairs and there was another man there and he was helping me set out chairs. And so I asked him his name and he said his name was Bill. And so he helped me set out chairs. We went through our sunrise service and as we do at the end, we were picking up all of our chairs and putting them away and Bill helped with that as well. And so I went up to thank him, and then I asked him, I said, how long have you been part of the church? And he said, this is my very first Sunday to be here. And I just love that memory. So I want to ask you today, what is your favorite Easter memory or maybe even Easter tradition? And you can share those with us, and we would love to see those. Maybe your favorite memory or even tradition is maybe dressing up and gathering together with family or friends, extended family. Maybe it's hunting Easter eggs or sharing in a meal, cooking out, whatever it might be, we would love to see those. Because this year is certainly different. And we won't have our normal traditions, but this is an opportunity for us to make new memories and new traditions. Because this Sunday is still the most important Sunday that you and I celebrate. Even though it may look a little different, even though we may be celebrating at home with less people than we normally would, and maybe for some of us, we're not even dressing up today, but maybe we're in our PJs, this is still the most important and defining Sunday of our faith and of our lives. The Sunday in which we celebrate that Jesus has risen, that he is alive, the grave cannot hold him, that death does not have the last word in our life, that life and love win in the end, even though it doesn't always feel that way. In fact, for many of us, we may feel really the same way that the disciples did on their very first Easter. Because the disciples were sheltering in place, they were locked behind doors, they were afraid, they were unsettled, they were unsure, having just watched their hopes and dreams be crucified. And they were afraid people would be coming for them. They had no idea what the future would bring, no idea to expect what was next. And yet, here they were, and that was the context in which Jesus rose from the dead. It was a miracle before them. Because that's oftentimes what it feels like when you and I experience loss. We can find ourselves unsettled, afraid, not really sure what is next. And I think that's what this story is all about. That when you and I experience loss, God comes to us in the midst of that and says, there's so many new, incredible possibilities. Because as I look at this story, we see that Jesus received word that his friend Lazarus was sick and on the verge of death. It says that Jesus waited 2 days before he began to make that journey to Bethany. And when Jesus arrived 4 days later, Lazarus had died and had been buried in the tomb for 4 days. And there, Mary and Martha are experiencing their grief. And it says that Martha, the doer, ran out to meet Jesus while Mary stayed at home and grieved with her family and friends. But Martha comes to Jesus and really makes this observation that many of us make when we're experiencing loss. She says, Jesus, if you had been here, things would have been different. If you had been here, Jesus, he would not have died. And I think that's what many of us think when we experience loss. We may think, Jesus, if you had been there. Sometimes we think, if only I had been there, or if I had made a different decision, this would not have happened. You know, for many of us, that's what we're thinking. If we were not in this time, that we wouldn't have lost our routines. If only 2020 would have started off differently, then we would still have our wedding right on time. That we would still be in school with all of our activities. We'd be celebrating graduation and prom and all those things that we dream about. If we hadn't experienced this time, then we would still have our jobs. We wouldn't be afraid of losing our jobs. If only we weren't in the midst of all of this. And it's in this time that we really can't struggle. It's in these moments that we can lose trust and maybe even lose our faith. But this is also a moment where our faith in Jesus comes right front and center. And we truly experience the power of God. And I think about this as the disciples were hiding and they were afraid and they weren't sure what was next. And they were thinking, if only he hadn't been put to death. And that's what Martha is experiencing as she runs out to Jesus and says, if only you had been here, then Lazarus would not have died. But then Jesus begins to open up her imagination of what is possible when he says to her, your brother will rise again. And I love this response because it's so human. As Martha hears this, she says, I know he will rise again in the resurrection in that last day. It seems kind of flat, like she's not really tracking with Jesus. In fact, I want to ask you, have you ever tried to comfort someone when they've experienced loss, whatever it might be? I'd love for you to comment on Facebook. Just say, yes, I have. I've been there. Because oftentimes we want to reach out to those who have experienced loss. We're not really sure what to say or what we should do. But we want to reach out. But sometimes it just falls flat and it just doesn't seem to work. And in this moment, Martha doesn't seem to be too comforted by Jesus' words. And so Jesus goes on in verse 25. And this is where he says his I am statement. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Jesus is telling her, he is the resurrection and the life. And so Jesus didn't invent this idea of resurrection. This would not have been the first time that Martha heard the words, or that Jesus would have maybe even uttered the words. Because in fact, within Judaism, that there was a belief in resurrection as they looked back in their scriptures and their Hebrew scriptures, or what we call the Old Testament, they could see glimpses of this promise that there'd be a resurrection. Now, in fact, the group known as the Pharisees, those who are concerned with the law, that they believed in a resurrection, that at the end of time, that God would raise everyone up again into life. But another group that Jesus also encounters called the Sadducees, which is another group in Judaism, and they would oversee temple worship, and and they didn't believe in a resurrection. And so it was a bit of a debate in Jesus' time. And so when Jesus says to her, "I am the resurrection and the life," and Martha says, "Yeah, I believe that," then she's saying, "I believe this concept, I believe this idea, I believe this doctrine. I believe it, Jesus. You know that I do." But Jesus is saying to her that God wants to do something new, because God loves to do new things. God says there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, that there's new birth, there's a new creation. God loves to do new things because God loves to come into what is broken, what is ugly, what is not quite right, and transform it, to bring out the new God life in the midst of it, that God loves to transform new things, that God loves to come into the worst of our life, come into these moments that we experience loss, into these moments where we experience disease, these moments where we experience hunger, these moments where we experience loneliness. And God says, "I want to do a new thing here." That's what Jesus is telling her. God wants to do something new. And I am the resurrection and the life. And he says to her, he asks her this question: "Do you believe this?" And when I think about this question, it really is the same question for you and for me. Do you believe this? And it's a question that you and I have to answer for ourselves. Do we believe this? Does this idea of resurrection actually become alive for us? This not just an idea, but it really is life within us. Because when I was thinking about this, I was thinking that I believed in life, and yet when I held my children as newborns, that was then that I really lived life and the sacredness of it. You know, I believed in the majesty and the beauty of creation, that all of it was God's handiwork. But as I sat on a beach and looked at the vastness of the water, as I sat at the Grand Canyon and looked at the vastness of the earth, and I thought, truly, I have experienced God's handiwork. Or I believed in faith. But as I sat at the hospital with a family in which they were coming to the end of the life of their father, of their husband, of their grandfather, and they asked me, "Can we say the Lord's Prayer?" And they led all of us in the Lord's Prayer as we joined hands, and I marveled at their faith. It came alive for me. I lived it. And Jesus is saying, don't just believe it, but live it. Experience it. Because when you are experiencing loss, Jesus is saying, all things are possible. All things are possible. Because Jesus is meeting us in our darkest moment and saying to us, because of the resurrection, this is not the last word in your life. God has another word: life, love, win in the end. Jesus meets us in our ifs and says to us, with God, all things are possible. So Jesus then goes to the tomb of his friend Lazarus, and he grieves with them. In one of the great scriptures of the Bible, it says that Jesus wept over his friend. And then he says to them, "Remove the stone." And they say, "Jesus, I'm not so sure about that. He's been dead for 4 days. Honestly, it's gonna smell. This is not a good idea." And Jesus says, "Remove it." He says, "Didn't I tell you that if you believed, that all this would be for the glory of God?" And then Jesus prays this wonderful prayer in which he says, "God, I know that you're gonna do all things. And I pray this not for us, because you know that I speak to you and you speak to me, but I pray this for all those who would hear, so that they would see what you're going to do." And then Jesus looked into that empty tomb and he said, "Lazarus, come out." And it says a man with his grave clothes on began to walk out, and Jesus says, "Unwrap him, because he's alive." See, all of this is a picture of Jesus' resurrection. Because after 3 days after Jesus was crucified, they buried him in a tomb, and only the women were brave enough to go and to anoint him and give him a proper burial. And it tells us on the first day of the week that Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, and there she saw that the tomb was empty. And then she assumes someone must have stolen the body. And then she sees a man there that she thinks is the gardener. And she says to him, "Please, sir, if you know where they've taken the body, I will go and get it. I will go get him." And this gardener says to her, "Mary." And then she sees that it is the risen Jesus. And Jesus says to her, "Do not hold on to me, for I have to go to the Father." You know, whenever I reflect on this story, on this Easter morning story, I think about that resurrection looks so much different than our everyday lives. That when we think about our life, the resurrection is so much better. It's different. It's pulsing with new life. That as Mary saw the resurrection of Jesus, she didn't recognize him at first, that she thought he was the gardener. But he was. Jesus was giving us a picture of new life that he's creating all around us. And for many of us right now, we may have that experience of we just want everything to come back the way that it was. Then when we lose something, we just want it back the way that it was. In many ways, we just want a restart, or we want something reanimated. But Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. You have no idea the new possibilities that God will do." This is resurrection imagination. This is God's gonna do something brand new. But this resurrection is not just an idea, it's a person. Jesus says, "I am the resurrection. This is new life. This is new life that is standing right before us." So I think about this season that we're in, as we all are living 2020 with COVID-19, you and I are all experiencing loss. Loss of routines. Loss of special moments. Loss of our Easter traditions. Maybe for some of us, loss of our jobs. Loss of vacations and travel. So many things that are important to us. We all are experiencing loss. We're all in this moment. And for us, we may be hoping and dreaming when everything just comes back to normal. But what if we dream with resurrection imagination that when we experience loss, all things are possible, that this is a moment in which Jesus would do something new in our lives. That could be a picture much like Lazarus of what Jesus is doing in the resurrection for each and every one of us. That is new life that Jesus is offering to us. And so today, wherever you are, and whatever loss you are experiencing, may you know these words of Jesus. "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though they experience death, will live. And those who believe in me will never experience death, but will have life." Do you believe this? Today, will you not only believe, but live with every fiber of your being? "I do believe this, Jesus. You are the resurrection and the life." Thanks be to God. Amen. Will you pray with me? God, as we gather together on this Easter Sunday in so many different places, and yet together, I thank you, God, for each and every person on the other side of computer screens, phone screens, TVs, wherever they are, God. I thank you for them. And God, on this Sunday in which we remember and celebrate and live and hold on to the hope that you have promised us and given us a picture of resurrection. That the last thing is never your last word in our life. That God, you are offering us life and hope when all seems lost. And in these moments where we feel like we've lost everything, God, that you are offering us new possibilities. So God, I pray today, wherever this message finds us, and whatever loss we might be experiencing, that we would also experience new possibilities, new life, resurrection, as we hope for that ultimate resurrection, that death does not have the last word in our life, but you do, God. You do, Jesus. You are the resurrection and the life. So God, may our hearts be open to that. Be open to this grace that you offer to us and the moment that we have and the moment that we're in. God, may that resurrection power give us grace for just that moment that we need it the most. And God, as we know through the resurrection that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, that we are right here together. So God, we thank you. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as we prepare to go from this place, we're going to sing one last song together. But I want to offer up to you this benediction, this good word. As you go from this place, may you know the resurrection and the life. May you know Jesus, who has come and says to you, when you experience loss, I say, all things are possible. All things are possible in your life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Go in peace. We'll see you next week.